The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello and welcome. My name is Pastor Joshua Sasso with Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. And man, we've got a treat for you this week. A couple weeks ago, Pastor Christina Sasso, during one of our Sunday services, released a prophetic word about the nations. And this involves the United States, it involves the Middle East, and a lot of nations throughout the earth about what God intends to do, and it includes instructions for the body of Christ concerning the nations. But before we begin, I want to remind you that if you enjoy this broadcast, then I want to encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org, and hit the donate button. We are supported by listeners just like you. And don't forget, the prophetic voice of our time is on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts as well. Just give a search for the prophetic voice of our time, and you can subscribe to us and get new episodes every single week. But I want to encourage you all now, take a listen. This is Pastor Christina Sasso, and she is sharing a prophetic word and prophecy about the nations and about what is to come in the earth very soon. So let's listen in now.
Now to the nations. These are going to start manifesting, and it will be so glorious if it will manifest in our lifetime, okay? But it will manifest soon. Of course, you are going to see the rising and falling of kings and kingdoms all over the world, right? There will be major upheavals, like I said before, a season of harvest of both good and bad, and this will all be happening simultaneously together with a great move of God that's never been recorded in the history of the church. They're all going to happen, manifest, all at the same time. So if you want to be like Lot's wife, you turn back. You'll turn into a pillar of salt. It's up to you. Okay? Our instruction is to continue to move forward. Okay? The manifestation of God's glory and the move of God never been recorded in the history of the church. This is the season of harvest in which the Lord allowed the tares to grow with the wheat. Are you getting this? And now it's harvest time. And the angels of the Lord are going to do it. Okay? Let me start with the prophecy to the nation. Remember, our eyes, of course, it was prophesied. I think I released this prophecy over the course of years, that it is now the time for the descendants of Ishmael to get saved. Okay? Isaiah 35, verses 1 through 9. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. This is going to happen. This is happening now. This has happened here in Texas. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. That's a prophecy. Instruction in verse 3. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then the result, then will the eyes of the blind be opened. Remember I told you about the great move that's never been recorded in the history of the church? Okay. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. This is going to be unprecedented when it comes to number, not just one or two or ten, okay? Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. That will be great, right? The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground, bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness, the ways of God. What is our instruction? Is this not God's instruction and prophecy to the church? Be holy because I'm holy. Okay? So God is going to show himself holy over the sight of his people and the world. So let us continue. Verse 8. And a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way, God's ways of doing things. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. When the move of God or events take place, this is what's going to manifest. Okay? And down to verse 10. And the ransomed of the Lord will return. This is the return of the body of Christ, right? They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So where is this prophecy in Isaiah 35 that we should focus on the 666, on the Antichrist, that... Oh, no, this is the sign of the beast. We cannot buy or sell. While they're doing what they're doing and controlling people, they will never, Satan will never control God's move and his people. Because he doesn't have anything on us. Not unless we're sinning, in which we don't belong to Jesus if we continue in sinning. It should not be in our DNA. Okay? So let us continue to obey our instructions, focus on the Lord Jesus and his plan and what he's doing instead of the bad news. These are great. In the midst of this, Jesus is showing up. That is why all those pastors and said, no, I'm not going to escape. Jesus appeared to me. I am going to pour out my life and finish my course. When the presence of God is upon your life, you will not fear even death. Those who are still fearful right now, according to Revelation, they have their place in the lake of fire. But when you have this personal relationship with the Lord and you start hearing him, you are conversing with him that he's really here, You don't have any cause to be jealous, to be fearful of the future, because you know where you're going. Because like me, in the darkest of times and the most challenging times that I've been through, every time I said, Lord, I'm going to serve you anyway. I'm going to serve you. He always appears. He cannot help himself. This is what I'm trying to tell you in training. He is easy to please. And his presence is easy to obtain and experience. Okay? I'm continuing on. That's why I got to skin you alive. because there's a lot of old wineskin in you that this new move of God and this glory, you cannot contain it. If we continue in our present state, we have to be transformed almost every day. We have to be willing to change everything in spite of, but traditionally, this is what people expect of us. The most important thing is what God expects of us. What God expects of me this morning is to share this, to bring Him front and center again. Where did I get it? Most of it is when I came in. Praise God that Drew came in early and he's already been praying. Okay? This is the move of God. All the nations. Isaiah chapter 19, verse 21 through 25. Isaiah 19, verse 21 through 25. See, all of these are so awesome. So the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians. Okay? And in that day, they will acknowledge the Lord. Okay? It means to say they'll get born again. They will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and keep them. The Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. He will strike them and heal them. Okay? They will turn to the Lord and he will respond to their pleas and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the third along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. Why there is so much turmoil over there? Because Satan thinks that he can win. And he's relying on our big mouth, unbelieving mouth, to say negative things about certain attention. Instead of, God will turn around things, even though things are dire, situations are dire in Afghanistan, in the name of Jesus, God will turn them around for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. This is what we need to do. That's why the apostles and the prophets are taking a center stage. But we have to pray for them not to make themselves a center of everything instead of thus saith the Lord. Okay? So in that day, Israel will be third along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt, my people. Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance." Could you please get it out of your mind that Israel has a special place in God's heart, okay? And so are the descendants of Ishmael, all the nations of the earth, okay? So it is time, thank you, Jesus, for the descendants of Ishmael to come to the kingdom. And it's starting right now. I told you before, when I went to Pakistan, I think it's 2012, me and Divina, but we traveled separately. One of the passengers kind of identified me. He knew that I'm a Christian. Because when we went to Barcelona and we had a layover there, he set me aside and said, "Sister," I said, "can you please pray for me?" So we found a place and I started prophesying to him. And he received all the blessings and he said, "Please come to Turkey." I said, "There's a revival there." I said, is the government okay with it?" He said, "Oh, the Lord is good." And said, "Because the wives, the mothers of the military, especially the higher up," and said, "the Lord touched them and they healed them. They healed their family. So they were saying, okay, we'll come and show up, but don't worry about it. Just keep it quiet. There was healing, and it's everyday services. It went under the radar because the military officers who got converted, some got healed and touched by the Lord, they let them. So if there's a certain order to arrest them, so they tell the people. So there was no arrest. And even if they were arrested, they'll let go. You understand what I'm saying? It's just for show. Because when God moves, we cannot thwart it. We cannot stop it. He is God. He is going to do what he pleased. And what pleases the Lord is to give us his kingdom. That's what pleases him. Okay? So it is amazing. It is amazing, okay? We have to have a heart for the descendants of Ishmael to get saved, okay? In Genesis chapter 17, verse 20, God is talking to Abraham. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. What is the meaning of blessing? When God said, I will surely bless him, God is saying, I will show Ishmael favor, and I provide protection to him. Because blessing means God's favor and protection. So if they're going blessed, it means to say that there will be revival among the descendants of Ishmael. And we Christians, we have been neglecting them all these years. All we have most of time is hatred towards them. It's time for us to get rid of that wicked heart. That is a wickedness. Because we ourselves are Gentiles. And we were given favor and blessing. And we are descendants of Abraham by faith. Ishmael are descendants of Abraham naturally, like Isaac. Are you getting this? Okay. And this is what's going to happen. Isaiah 59, verse 19. From the west, men will fear the name of the Lord. And from the rising of the sun, meaning east, they will revere his glory. For he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. Cannot control it. Malachi 1:11. My name will be great among the nations. From the rising to the setting of the sun. Isn't that east and west? Okay. In every place, in what place? In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. His name will be great what? Among the nations. Not just United States of America, not just Israel, not just the Philippines. Among all the nations. Okay. Isaiah 46. Has that been manifested yet? It's going to manifest in our lifetime. Isn't that amazing? At the same time with the transfer of wealth. Can you see now that this is not about money? The transfer of wealth is not about money. It's about the influence and the resources to continue to reach out to the nations of the world. And God is going to fulfill the destiny of the United States of America, whether you like it or not, it's going to come to pass. And it's going to be now. It's going to be in our lifetime. In Jesus' name.
Wow, isn't that such an amazing word from God?
that he delivered through Pastor Chris. So we should get excited because there is a major shift that is coming that's going to ripple all throughout the nations. God's move is coming and it's going to manifest and we can be a part of it. So I encourage you, continue to listen to that word, listen to that prophetic word that was released, because it will surely come to pass because the Lord spoke it. We as the body of Christ, we need to continue to pray for this nation and the nations, including the Muslim nations, as God said in that word. Revival is going to come to the descendants of Ishmael. God desires for the Muslim world to be saved, for them to come to know Jesus, come to know his love and salvation. So we should pray for them to be saved and to experience the glory and the power of God. I mean, just imagine what it would be like if the Middle East came to know Christ. The world would never be the same. It would be completely transformed. And I have some encouraging words to tell you, because there are already reports coming out of Afghanistan where all this turmoil is happening, where all of these things have been happening with the Taliban. God has been appearing to pastors in Afghanistan, and he's been leading them and showing them where to go, how to lead people out and be safe. So the underground church in Afghanistan, it's growing. And God is moving in it, and Jesus is bringing miracles and manifesting it there. So we need to continue to pray for the Christians and the church in Afghanistan, because we are going to see transformation happen. So get excited. God is moving the earth. This is harvest season, okay? And just like Christ Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed seed in the field. But an enemy came and he sowed tares amongst the wheat. And when the servants came and they checked the field and they saw these tares growing with the wheat, the master said, "Do not uproot them, because you might uproot the wheat along with the tares." See, God, judgment hasn't come because he doesn't want to uproot, and he doesn't want the church to be burned away along with the wicked, okay? But the master in the parable said, he said, wait for both the tares and the wheat to reach full maturity. And once they reach full maturity, then uproot the tares, bundle them up, and cast them into the fire, and then harvest the wheat. Harvest season is coming, and we are already at the cusp of it now. So we as the body of Christ, we need to fully mature. So don't be surprised if wickedness is being revealed and reaching its full, because Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like that and that the wickedness is going to reach its full, but then they are going to be dealt with. So let's get excited and let's get into implementation stage, right? And so before we go, I'm going to say a word and I'm going to pray over you. So, dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you, God, for this word that you have released out into the atmosphere through Pastor Chris. I thank you, God, that not a single one of those words will fall to the ground, but they will set out to accomplish what they set out to accomplish. And I pray, God, that everyone who's hearing the sound of my voice, God, that they would step into their calling, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they would step into the destiny that you have for them, God, that they are not going to shy away from it. They're not going to back down from it, God, but they are going to march onward and press on to the mark of the high calling, God. And I thank you, God, that they are going to experience your glory. They are going to experience the supernatural in their life. They're going to experience breakthrough in their life, God. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and glory. Amen. Well, we're running out of time for this week, but I want to remind you, you've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time, and we've got episodes of this broadcast where you can listen on Spotify, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, and you can listen on our website. So just give us a search, the prophetic voice of our time, on Spotify, on iTunes Podcasts, or go to our website, sogmi.org. Again, that is sogmi.org, and we are supported by listeners just like you. And if you've been touched by this ministry or by this radio show, then I encourage you, go to our website, sogmi.org, and hit the donate button. Again, that is sogmi.org, and hit the donate button. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. God bless all of you. My name is Pastor Joshua Sasso, and you've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Thank you.